Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chapter 227, the mirrored fasting on the days of Arafah, Ashura, and Nathan. Nabi Qutadir radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala, su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in sawmi yawmi Arafata qala, yukafiru sanatal ma'adiyya wal baqiyya wa muslim. As Abu Qutadir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the fasting on the day of Arafah, 9th of Zulhijjah. He said, it is an atonement for the sins of the past year and the following year. As Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala narrates, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about fasting on the day of Arafah. He said, it is an atonement for the sins of the year, past year, and the following year. So tomorrow is 9th of Zulhijjah, inshallah. We should all try to fast at least this one day. I mentioned at the beginning of the month, before the month started, that we should try to fast all 9 days. If not, at least 9, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 700 years of reward, and then 9. Or if not, just at least one day we should try to fast. It's a little bit of mujahada, but it's nothing compared to what reward you're going to get. We fasted all 9 days, alhamdulillah. And it was really nothing, really. But a person, at least tomorrow, we should try to fast 2 years. And some ulama, they say this, some akabir mashayikh, they say, well, even has a shaykh, no, Allah, that the year did not fast this, he passed away. That's baqiyah. It will atone for the sins of the past year and for the future year. So this is also just an ishara, like, that a person, Allah wills. Only Allah knows when a person is going to die. But he'll live for another year. Allah knows. So, but some akabir mashayikh, they've experienced that in the life of a shaykh who always fasted, but the year he went for hajj, he did not fast, or something like that. Because when a person is in hajj, it's not sunnah for him. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I mentioned Jumu'ah, Kutub al-Aqtab, the Shaykh al-Hadith, Muhammad Zakir, rahmahullah alayhi, in the safar of hajj, he said to the friends in that, let's take milk. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Bukhari, he drank milk in the plains of Arafah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not fasting. So it's not sunnah for a haji to fast on the 9th of Zulhijjah. For the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's sunnah and it's virtuous. We should fast. So we should try to fast tomorrow. Tomorrow is the greatest day in the year. Greatest day, the whole year. In that day, al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. A Yahud once said to Umar al-Khattab, you people have an ayat in your Quran that if we had it, we'd make Eid on that day. So this is what ayat. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum islam dina. This ayat, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum, today I've completed your religion, I've liked for you, love for you, chose for you Islam as the religion. Islam is the only religion. So, as Umar al-Khattab said, I remember exactly Rasulullah was on his camel on the day of Arafah. It was a Friday, double Eid. So this is when the ayat was revealed too. And this day, was shahidi wa mashhud, the greatest day, wal fajr wa liyalin ashrin wa shaf wal watr wal watr, the day. So this day is very, very great. And all these days right now, the hajis, the person could be in the state of the person, muraqabah, meditating, the hajis, the person's heart could be somewhere. And his body could be somewhere. Try to keep your heart there. Makkah, Medina. Makkah right now. The Hajis will be going to Mina, then they'll be going tomorrow to Arafah, and this and that. And how many? Very less this year. Allah take us all again and again. Allah accept all the Hajjaj's Hajj. Allah accept all the Ummah's, all the A'mal that we put forward, even though they're weak, even though they have shortcomings in it. But Allah accept through His mercy. Allah give us such ikhlas. Allah make our A'mal of such weight that Allah brings good decisions down for us all the time, and future for us and our children to come, good decisions. Allah protect all our iman. So these days are very blessed, beloved friends. Try to do whatever we can. And when a person wakes up at suhoor time, at the time of iftari, remember Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in your du'as. Allah enable us to, inshallah. So tomorrow, everybody, and tomorrow, inshallah, the takbir is, the sheikh starts after Fajr's too. Remember that. Just in case I forget, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. And you'll remind the sisters at home to, inshallah.